तदुक्षदालम्भं यः शुभात्मनः शरीरेण संस्कृति चक्रसातनं तद्ब्रह्म निर्वाण सुखं बहुर्बुधा तद्ब्रह्म निर्वाण सुखं विदुर्बुधा ततो भजद्वं हृदये हृदीश्वरम्। श्री प्रह्लाद महाराज सेज टू हिज डिमोनियाक बॉयफ्रेंड्स अबाउट द सुप्रीम personality of Godhead. The real problem of life is the repetition of birth and death, which is like a wheel rolling repeatedly up and down. This wheel, however, completely stops when one is in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, by the transcendental bliss realized from the constant engagement in devotional service, one is completely liberated from material existence. All learned men know this. Therefore, my dear friends, O sons of the Asuras, immediately begin meditating upon and worshipping the Super Soul within everyone's heart. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Generally, it is understood that by merging into the existence of Brahman, the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth, one becomes completely happy. The words Brahman Nirvana refer to connecting with the Absolute Truth, who is realized in three features: Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabhyati. One feels Brahma Sukha, spiritual happiness, by merging into the impersonal Brahman, because the Brahma Jyoti is the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Jasya prabha, the impersonal Brahman, consists of the rays of Krishna's transcendental body. Therefore, whatever transcendental bliss one feels from merging in Brahman is due to contact with Krishna. Contact with Krishna is perfect Brahma Sukha. When the mind is in touch with the impersonal Brahman, one becomes satisfied, but one must advance further to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for one's remaining merged in Brahman effulgence is not always assured. As it is said, āruya krutsriyena param padam tata padanti adhau anadruto jismad anghaya. One may merge the Brahman feature of the Absolute Truth, but there is a chance that one may fall because of not being acquainted with adhokhyada or vasudeva. Of course, such Brahma Sukha undoubtedly eliminates material happiness, but when it is advanced through impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead in relationship with Him as a servant, friend, parent, or conjugal lover, one's happiness becomes all-pervading. Then one automatically feels transcendental bliss. Just as one becomes happy seeing the shining of the moon, one acquires natural happiness upon seeing the moon. But when one can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's transcendental happiness increases hundreds and thousands of times. As soon as one is very intimately connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one surely becomes free from all material contamination. Ja nivrutistanu bhutang. This cessation of all material happiness is called nivruti or nirvana. Srila Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, brahmando bhavet esa chet prartho gunikruta naiti bhakti sukhambo deha, sukhambo de paramanu tulang api. If Brahmananda. The bliss of merging in Brahman effulgence were multiplied 100 trillion times. It would still not equal even an atomic fragment of the ocean of transcendental bliss felt in devotional service. Brahma bhuta prasanna atmana sochati na kankhati samaha sarvesu bhutesu madbhaktim lavati param. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed towards all living entities. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto the Lord, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. If one advances further from the Brahman Nirvana platform, one enters stage of devotional service, madbhaktim lavate param. The word adhukshaja alambham refers to keeping the mind always engaged in the absolute truth, which is beyond the mind and material speculation. Savai mana krishna padaravindayo. This is a result of deity worship. By constantly engaging in the service of the Lord, and thinking of the lotus feet, one is automatically freed from all material contamination. Thus, the word Brahma-nirvana-sukham indicates that when one is touched with the absolute truth, material sense gratification is completely nullified. After Lord Maharaj, his demoniac boyfriends, the real problem of life is the repetition of birth and death, which is like a wheel rolling repeatedly up and down. This wheel, however, completely stops when one is in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, by the transcendental bliss realized from constant engagement in devotional service, one is completely liberated from material existence. All learned men know this. Therefore, my dear friends, O sons of the Asuras, immediately begin meditating upon the worshipping the Super Soul within everyone's heart. The word used adokshadalambham. This is most significant word in this verse. That means to keep the mind always engaged in the absolute truth, which is beyond mind and material speculation. We, the conditioned souls, are in this material world, and we have been given this material body. Because we have forgotten our eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is eternal relationship. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in all Vedic scriptures, this teaching has been given. We are not this body, we are spirit souls. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, it stated, Mami Bansa Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Mami Bansa Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Jiva, a living entity, is eternally part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Ishvara Paramakrishna Sajidananda Vigraha. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Satchit Anandamaya. Do you know what is Satchit Anandamaya? What is that?
Is it full of bliss, knowledge,
and eternality? Yes. Satchidānandamaya vigraha, isn't it? And we being the eternal parts and parcels of Sajjananda Vigraha, we are also Sajjananda, isn't it? But that's difference. That Krishna, Sajjananda Vigraha, is Parameshwara, Supreme Ishwara. And we being His eternal part and parcel, we are also Sajjananda, but are we the same? No. What is the difference?
Krishna is the Supreme and we are small part and parcel. Other words,
yeah.
The Master will say.
Krishna is Vibhu. The specific word is Vibhu. Vibhu means supreme, very great. You understand? And we are not so great as Krishna. We are atomic particles. Huh? We are Anu. Anu means atomic, atom. Krishna is Vibhu, whereas we are Anu. Vibhu and Anu, two specific words. Vibhu means great, very great, we cannot conceive. Anu means atom, just like atom. You understand? He said to Vibhu Chaitanya and we are Anu Chaitanya. It's Vibhu Chaitanya, Vibhu Sajjidananda Vayavastu, and we are Anu Sajjidananda Vayavastu. It's supremely Sajjidananda Vayavastu. And we are atomic Sajjidananda Vayavastu. You understand? This is different. But we have intimate connectionship and eternal relationship with that Krishna. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. But we have forgotten. You understand? Why have we forgotten? We are eternal parts and parcel of Krishna. It's a natural thing, isn't it? Is it unnatural? It's not unnatural. It's natural, isn't it? But we have forgotten it. Why we have forgotten? And how is it that such a natural relationship we have forgotten?
Because of desire to enjoy the material nature, to lord it over the material nature.
Why such desire?
Because we misuse our mind and kindness.
Yes, that is the cause. Krishna is supremely independent. He is supreme in all respects, isn't it? You understand it? He is supreme in all respects. So he is supremely independent. This quality, independence, is also with us. Because we are eternal parts. But we are minutely independent. Because we are minute parts. Isn't it? So this independence is a great wealth. You understand it? It is a great wealth. Krishna very kindly granted this independence for you. You understand? But one must be very cautious. How to utilize this independence? You have been granted independence. But there is one caution. How you can utilize it and get the perfect, the supreme perfection of life, thereby, that lies in. There is two uses. One is proper use, another is abuse. Proper use of the independence and abuse of independence. In Sanskrit, we have two words. Svadhinata and Swachacharita. Abuse, we say Swachacharita. You understand? And proper use, we say, is the real independent Swadhinata. understand? In Swadhinata, this independence, one should learn how to make its proper use. And one should not abuse it. You understand? If you make the proper use of this independence, then you get in touch with the Supreme Personality of God and get the inconceivable happiness and pleasure, great pleasure. You understand? And if you abuse this independence, you will be put into this material existence, which is very miserable, dukkhaalayam. You understand? And repeatedly, you revolve in this cycle of birth and death, isn't it? In this material existence. As the wheel revolves, sometimes it goes up, then goes down, goes up, goes down. And this repeatedly goes on. And you are revolving. Thereby, sometimes you are elevated to higher planetary systems, heavenly planets, and have this demigod body. Sometimes in this middle planetary system, this Bhurloka, we say, earthly planet, and getting one of the zones out of 84 lakhs of species of life, then according to the result of your activity, previous activity, understand? Sometimes go to neither planetary systems, understand? In this way you are involved. In the cycle of birth and death. You understand? Why? Because you have forgotten your eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of God. That you are the eternal servant of Krishna. You have forgotten this. By misusing or abusing your independence. You understand? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Matta. Matasmriti jnanam apahanam cha. You understand this verse? Matasmriti jnanam apahanam cha. You know, say in English, like that.
Say, Krishna said, from me comes knowledge, forgetfulness, and remembrance.
Remembrance, yes, this is important. From me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. How is it? Yes, we can understand that Krishna is Sajjanandamaya Vigraha, that we say previously. It is full of knowledge, isn't it? One of the qualities. Sat Chit Anandamaya. Chit means full of knowledge. You understand? So knowledge comes from him. That's true, because he is full of knowledge. But how is it that remembrance and forgetfulness comes from him?
Because he is seated in everyone's heart.
Because
he is seated in everyone's heart.
In everyone's heart as super soul. That's all right. How is it that this remembrance and forgetfulness comes from him?
Because he is the source of everything.
He is source of everything. Does it mean that he is a source of forgetfulness? It may be true, he is source of all remembrance. But how is it forgetfulness? I can't understand it. I am a lay man. You are a pundit. That explain me? Yes, Gopikanta is a great pundit. Yes.
If somebody has to decide to forget, then Krishna will fulfill that desire.
If someone decides that he will forget Krishna, why you decide such a thing? Why will we take such a decision? He's a foolish man. He's a foolish.
No, not Krishna, but the man who decides.
Oh yes, I say. Not Krishna is foolish. Krishna is not foolish. You are foolish. Isn't it? Nobody is foolish. Isn't it? Because nobody decides to forget Krishna. Huh? This is abuse of your independence. Because you have been granted independence. You understand? You may remember Krishna or you may not remember. No, I won't remember Krishna. I have independence. That means I can do whatever I like. That is what I understand from this quality of independence. Isn't it? This is the power part. I may remember Krishna, or I may not remember Krishna. No, I don't know that Krishna. You get out of Krishna. I am the Lord. I am. That independence I have. Krishna has given you this independence. This is the misuse of independence. You understand? Yeah? You have this right of thinking. You understand? You may think of Krishna or you may not think of Krishna. You have that right. This is independence has been very kindly. Krishna is very kindly out of his causeless mercy has granted this independence. So when we abuse this independence, we forget Krishna. Forget Krishna means abuse of your independence. Therefore, you should be punished. What is punishment? Danda pratika. Bahir mukha dosya danda pratika. You have forgotten Krishna. You have committed an offense. So you must be punished. Isn't it? When you commit offense, you should be punished. This is general law. It is equal applicable. In material sphere as well as in spiritual sphere also. Isn't it? Now what is the punishment? Go to this material world, you fellow. You Nruhari, you have forgotten Krishna, light. You go to material world and get a material body. And stay there in this material world with this. Dukhalayam. Dukhalayam. Asasopam and Dukhalayam. Which is temporary and full of misery. You understand? And what are these misery? Janma mrityu jarabhyati dukha dosa angrasthana. Birth, death, old age and disease. These are the misery. Constantly, repeatedly, by willing. Round in the cycle of birth and death, you are just undergoing these miseries. Isn't it? Because you committed such mistake that you are forgetting of abused your independence. Forgetting this. So, Lord Maharaj instructs, therefore, my dear friends, O sons of Asuras, immediately begin meditating upon and worshipping the Supreme Soul within everyone's heart. That means establish your eternal relationship with me. As Prabhupada Maharaj, my beloved spiritual master, says that establish that relationship in relationship with him as a servant, friend, parent, or conjugal lover. Then you get transcendental. So Krishna comes, sends his bona fide representative, spiritual master. That spiritual spiritual master also comes to this material world to teach this forgetful living entities, conditioned souls, just to remind them, who are you? You Nrihari, who are you? You don't know. Why are you loitering here in the street like a loitering dog? Why are you loitering? Who are you? Have you forgotten your real identity? You are the son of such a great person. He is supreme person. You are son of that supreme person. Who is Bhagavan? Who is full of eternality, knowledge and blissfulness. Why are you loitering here in this material world? And revolving, you understand, in the cycle of birth and death, and undergoing this life of material existences full of misery. Why are you?